Brad Rosen now joins us. I tell you what, Brad, you were up and about, some would say, a huge man crush on Brian Grosjean when we spoke last week. Well, very justified. The Hawks, they're playing like a brand new team, and they are a new team, obviously, with the changes, but they're just this energy they've got. Good morning.
Good morning, and I told you, the gorge factor. I did mention it. He's a brilliant coach, and I mentioned it last week. I was very lucky to and privileged enough to spend two seasons being an assistant coach with him when we won two championships. And, you know, it's just unbelievable how a coach can dictate how teams play, and he's done a great job.
You made a good point. You suggested that Brian is like the Wayne Bennett of Australian basketball. Is it just, I mean, what from a, because you're being coached there from the sideline, and obviously half time you go back into the sheds, but you know, there's a lot of involvement from the coach at quarter times, at stoppages. What type of feeling and say is he giving to these players that we don't see?
Belief is pretty much a simple answer, and it is. It's I think you can say, you know, with him, Wayne Bennett is actually the Brian Grosjean of basketball now. So we'll change that around, okay? It's not Brian Grosjean, the Wayne Bennett. It's the other way, okay? So,
Superb. 6:41, you got me on it.
Superb. Technicality there, but we got you.
No, I'm joking, boys. So I'm just saying, it's the other way around. He's not Wayne Bennett. No, Wayne Bennett is Brian Grosjean, not Brian Grosjean is Wayne Bennett. That's how good Grosjean is, right? You got me, boys?
Gotcha.
Too early, my bad. Okay, so what I'm saying is it's the belief, and basketball coaches are right on it. You know, they're very different to rugby league, where they're calling plays from the sideline, they're making substitutions. But the thing Gorge does, and I said it, is belief. It is just belief. He makes every player feel, I know what my job is, he trusts his players, and he's unbelievable.
I've written down a couple of notes here, and it says, the seasoned campaigner, there's wisdom, there's history. And it's like you don't want to let him down either, Brad, isn't it? It's one of those ones where you think to yourself, I don't want to be that bloke.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's like he always, I remember he says, and, you know, before the games, you know, I want you to look at your teammates at the end of the game and tell me, tip your hat off if you think they played well. Mm. So it's that mentality, and just the way he does it is just second to none.
What about the Kings? How's their start to the season? Are they going to be a force this season?
Look, I thought they played really well last week against Cairns. They lost by one and had a shot to win it on the buzzer. Casper Ware played well, missed the shot, unfortunately, but I thought Brad Newley was great. Their new import, Martin, was good. He was on restricted minutes. Jordan Hunter played well. But again, I think they'll play, they'll win games, they'll do well, but they are a little bit short of some players to be able to compete with the top four.
Mate, tonight, Adelaide 36ers and New Zealand Breakers is our match. Who do you think wins?
Yeah, Breakers in that one. They haven't played this year yet. They've been sitting back for the first week and a bit waiting for this game to happen. Adelaide, I'm not sure if Josh Giddey is playing. Had an absolute superstar game last week. He went up for a dunk and fell on his face. Thankfully, he was okay. But he had a bit of concussion afterwards and he didn't play the other night. There's talk he won't play again tonight. New Zealand for that one.
I know we're early into the season, Brad, but is there anyone you think, wow, we've got a little bit of work to do here at the moment?
Brisbane.
Really?
Yeah, Brisbane. I worry about them. I just don't think they've got enough in the tank. I think Nathan Sobey's the leader up there, and he's playing great basketball. And they played last night and lost to the Hawks, and I thought Nathan played really well, and they still couldn't get the win. So, yeah, Brisbane would be the worry for me.
What's your take on your feel, or should I say, about the clubs and the, I suppose, the changing in scheduling that these guys are going to have to deal with? Are most clubs just sort of getting on with it?
Yeah, they are, and I think the NBL has done a tremendous job. They've been very open, communicating with everyone, knowing what's going on. They're not turning around and saying, right, here's our schedule, and then changing it five times because, you know, with what we're going through in life at the moment, with this COVID, everything changes. So I think the NBL has done a great job. There's another round three's already come out. In a couple of weeks, everyone goes to Melbourne and they go into the hub. And when they go into this hub, it's like 36 games that are going to be playing all in Melbourne, everyone down there, and they've actually, and all of those games will be for, you know, will count for the season, yeah. But they're also having a mini tournament within that, and there's prize money. I think it's 150 grand for the winner. So I think the NBL has done a tremendous job, and kudos to them. And from, look, what I'm understand, most players are happy. They understand this is the life we live in, and they're getting on with it.
Why was Melbourne chosen, Brad?
Oh, look, I think there was a few cities that bid for it. I know the government have had some stuff to do with that. And basically, I think it was just a system of who won it. And I don't think it was anything to do with Melbourne more than Sydney or Sydney more than Brisbane. I just think that, you know, the government put in and they wanted it there. And from my understanding, they got the win.
Let's have a look at some of the games that are coming up. Sydney Kings, can they bounce back against Cairns tomorrow night, the double?
Yeah, this is going to be tough because Cairns aren't playing really well. I'm going to go for the Kings in that one because I think they can.
And the Wildcats against South East Melbourne Phoenix on Sunday?
Yeah, good one. But the Wildcats, first game, they won the championship last year. So first game for the season for them. They've been sitting back like New Zealand Breakers. The Wildcats to win that one.
Mm. And then what about, we're looking at Cairns and then going ahead to Monday night, Cairns-Melbourne United.
That's going to be a ripper game. Melbourne United have been playing, you know, only played one game, but they were superb. I'm going for Melbourne in that one. They're great.
Brad, are you part of the coverage tonight?
No, because of the Sydney, they're not flying anyone around, but there's a little bit of talk. There might be some Sydney hubs coming up. So the answer is yes, I'm part of the commentary team, but not at the moment.
Mate, right. Fantastic. It's been really good coverage thus far too. You can catch it all on ESPN. Look forward tonight, and I think we have to have something on New Zealand. They're 170 at the moment. Adelaide 215 outsiders.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. And remember, go those Kings!
Yes, go those Kings.